Are you ready to stop the self-sabotage and create the life you desire? Well, in order for that to happen, you need to break free from the bad beliefs that are holding your success hostage. You need to optimize the stress by turning it into extra energy for success. And those hurtful habits? Well, we need to give that pain a purpose for progress. Welcome to Stop the Self-Sabotage and Create the Life You Desire podcast. What's your buying criteria to buy a better life? And I'm not just talking about using your bank account balance to make it happen. I mean, what has to be in place for you to buy into a better habit? Or how about expanding the way you feel, having progress emotions? Or what do you want to focus on? So you have buying criteria. And just like everything else in your identity, you have a pain side and a progress side. So this is what I'd like you to do. I'd like you to draw a pyramid that has four levels to it. And the reason why I like using pyramids is because each level takes less work than the level beneath it. And on these four levels, we're going to be talking about certainty, variety, worthiness, and validation, and how you're using this criteria to either keep you stuck and struggling or move into progress. You'll see this in the conversations that come up with others. We talked about yesterday, and in fact, you can go back to the podcast that I did just yesterday about conversations that will keep you stuck in painful problems, that you have to feel understood. Well, it's not just understanding others. It's the conversation you're having with yourself. Do you understand your own motives? Because number two, then you can trust yourself because you believe that you're for you. And that's not how you started out. I'm going to tell you that right now. What actually happened is that you were taught to be for someone else, that you were taught to make their life better, unfortunately, at your expense. Well, you're not responsible for what happened to you back then, but you do have to accept complete responsibility for giving that pain a purpose for progress. Okay, so let's talk about the first level, which is certainty. Now, certainty has two types of buying criteria. One is called a never-ending need, because you can never get enough. And then the other one is your superior strength, because you learned to use the wounded places about you and actually have them heal for you to be whole and pull yourself together to move forward on this. So under certainty, the never-ending need is safety. This says that you must be dependent upon people, places, and things for you to be okay. If this is your level of buying criteria, you will continue to look around you and find the food, find the book, find the video, find the podcast that alleviates the pain temporarily. But then when it goes away, you go back to feeling bad and you got to find something else then to pump you back up. What you really want on your security, on your superior strength is security. If it is to be, it is up to me. And this is when you learn to start moving out of what you're certain of into growth. And growth makes people very uncomfortable. See, you'll continue to seek out validation, but validation is not going to stick around. What's validating you? When it leaves, then your self-confidence, your self-esteem, your self-worth leaves with it. I do not want you dependent upon me. I want you to experience what's known as transfer of authority or transfer of power, where I give it to you and then what you do with it is up to you. It's not up to me. Okay, so security says that we need to begin to move out of our familiar zone and into what is going to allow us to experience growth. But you're not going to be able to stick with that unless you have somebody there to assist you. See, if you could have already done it on your own, you'd already have it. Because the next level up, which is the level of variety, starts out with the never-ending need of
drama, crisis, chaos, confusion, because your powerful subconscious mind doesn't want you going into the growth zone. It wants to go back and conserve resourcefulness and resources by doing what it's done all this time, which is you just being safe by relying on other people, places, and things. So it is going to bring up all these emotional states, and you're going, oh my gosh, what am I going to do with this? I was just talking to a client this morning that said, yeah, I went into the container of old habits of comparison, self-doubt, overwhelm, and paralysis. And so we had to look at the part of her identity that was experiencing that. And when that identity got triggered, we needed to put that part of her personality in a place where it could be kept with security and allow the part of her that's ready to become her wise woman, that's ready to mature. We needed to allow that to come out. Okay, that's what you want. You want freedom. The level of variety is freedom, and that means choices. A choice of two yeses. It's known as a successive yes set. If you say yes to something that's simple, you can then go to the complex. But you can't just jump into the complex because you need assistance in doing it. You jump into the deep end of the pool and you don't know how to swim. It doesn't matter how many books you've read and how many videos you watched. You're going down unless you have somebody there to assist you back up to the surface and go, okay, this is what you need to do. Then we have the level of worthiness. Now, worthiness shows up dysfunctionally through importance. And importance says, I either need to save other people or I need to sacrifice myself for them. Oh, guess what? If you're coming from that, there is an endless supply of people who will be more than happy to have you sacrifice for them or have you continue to save them. What you really want is significance. You want to partner with somebody who's bringing their strengths, talents, and abilities to the experience, just like you are. And the two of you together can create something more magnificent than you could do individually. And then the next level up is the level of validation. Now, you've been taught to connect to others through having painful problems. What you really want is the beginning levels of leadership through love, where you're bringing the best parts of you and you're showing others how to do that. Now, what has you buying into bad habits, painful emotions, and bad beliefs is that safety, drama, importance, and connection. What you really want is security, freedom, significance, and love. This is the reason why SMART goals will make you stupid, because there's always a point of failure. And if you don't know to address that failure, you'll think that there's something wrong with you because the SMART goal isn't happening, when really it is the SMART goal hasn't been customized to you. If you want to talk about your points of failure and how we can actually use them to bring you out at your best, send me a text, 1-636-699-7791. Text Break Free Consult, and I'll respond back with a link to my calendar where you can set a time that fits your schedule, because your buying criteria for who you really are needs to be upgraded. If you keep choosing what you've done in the past, you'll keep recreating more of what you've already gotten. It is time for you to reveal more of who you really are. What I'm getting ready to share is not for everybody. But if you are the type of person that has been through some stuff in your life and you want to assist others to where they don't either have to go through it, or when they are in it, you want to help them get through to the other side to upgrade as quick as possible. Well, maybe you should marry your passion of helping others with the profit of your own holistic business by becoming a certified hypnotist. Because as a CH, you now have a process and a system that you will be taught that will allow you to showcase your brilliance, as well as the BBS that you've been through, bad belief systems. It allows you to showcase that in a way that assists others. And here's the great thing. Every time you give someone a suggestion for them to be their best, it can actually boomerang back to you, to where it also helps you. That means the more people that you assist living a high quality life, then it also works for you automatically. Okay. If this sounds like something that you might want to investigate, then go to dawnlandrum.com and click on Become a Certified Hypnotist and see exactly what the program offers you. Besides just the fact that it's virtual, you can attend from anywhere, and you can get your certification by 2 evenings a week for just 12 weeks. Okay. If you have any questions, you can reach out to me, 636-699-7791, or there is a button that will pop up on the CH page that says, am I the right instructor for you? And you can click on it and set a time for us to chat. And if I'm not a fit for you, I'll be able to guide you in who you should be looking for. It is time to give your pain a fuller purpose for progress that goes beyond just you. Let's support those that are looking for you, that have a story similar to yours, and you can help them add on an additional chapter that's going to be about the success in their life, and it was because you were there to support them.